We're doing the Rambam, the introduction Sefer HaMitzvos. We're up to Shoresh Rishon, the Ramban's commentary, and we're on page Yud in the standard editions, page Lamed Vav in the Frankel editions, bottom of the page in the regular editions, bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, bottom of the Ramban on Yud Amud Aleph in the standard editions, top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in the Frankel editions. So the Rambam says, the Ramban says, we already explained Baal Halachos Gedolos. We gave many answers. Avalitorarnu al ha-halel, but what aroused us with regard to the halel, mipnei she'en lanu mifurash ba'alel she shechitat ha-pesach ve'achilato, ba'alel she netilat lulav d'oraita v'rishon de'pesach v'atzeret, b'chol eilu en lanu ra'ya she'yeh midivreim. He says, because the truth is that when it comes to the halel of the Pesach, and eating it, you're lost. You've come to the right place. Here we go. Because the right column is in Gil's Esther. That's what confused you. So the inner column. Once you turn the page to Yud Amud Beis, the inner column is Ramban. The outer column is the Gil's Esther. So we're in the inner column. The reason we got aroused about Hallel is because you don't really have a source that the Hallel of the Pesach, the Hallel that we say when we shake Lulav, isn't biblical. The Hallel of the first day of Pesach, of Atzeres, who told you that's not biblical? The Rambam says, well, how could it be Moshe would tell us to say Hallel? The Ramban said, we saw last time, the Ramban said, maybe just like Moshe told us we have to pray once a day. He didn't tell us what to pray, and Chazal gave us the exact definition of what to pray. Maybe, and he said, anyways, one opinion in the Talmud is that the Hallel was composed when we left Mitzrayim. This week's Parsha. It's even called Hallel Mitzrayim. It's called the Hallel of the Jews who left Mitzrayim. So what's to preclude that this Hallel was around in Moshe Rabbeinu's time? Who said there is not a biblical obligation to say Hallel on these days? That was the Rambam's claim against Baal Halachos Gedolos. He said, how could you say that Hallel is biblical? How could you enumerate that as one of the 613? The Ramban gave many answers, and now he's saying, but this point especially, Hallel, who said it's not biblical? Ve'kvar amru b'gmar tanit. And the Talmud already says in Tanis, Hallel de Rosh Chodesh lav d'oraisa. The Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh, that's not biblical. The Talmud records a story. Rav came to Bavel. He's standing in shul on Rosh Chodesh. They start saying Hallel. He looks around and he sees the whole congregation is saying Hallel. So he stands there and he's thinking to himself, what's going on here? They're all saying Hallel. Why are they saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? And he's thinking, and as he's thinking, he sees they skip the second paragraph. He says, they're skipping Hallel. They're saying and they're skipping. Must be this is a custom. No one would just skip a chapter. Ah, okay, this is the custom in Bavel, fine. This is the custom. I guess rabbis instituted such a custom. So the Talmud says, the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, that's not biblical. Umashma'ut ze, but the implication is, on the days that we say a complete Hallel, the implication is that on those days it is biblical. And in the Talmud in Erchin Darshubo, the rabbi said the following derivation. The verse says, Hashir yiye lachem kelel itkadesh chag. The song of Hallel will be to you like the night that was sanctified as a holiday. Laila amkudash lechag ton shira. The night that is sanctified for the holiday requires song. Sheinom kudash lechag eno ton shira. A night that's not sanctified as a holiday does not require song. Now, technically, that pasuk Hashir yiye lachem kelel itkadesh chag is in the Navi. Even though that verse is from the prophets, so that doesn't make anything biblical. אבל יאמר הנביא כי ישירו לאלה משה אותם מיד סנחריב. But what the prophet was really saying is, on that night when Hashem saves them from Sancheriv, he's talking to the Jews at that period of the first temple, and he says they will sing כאשר הם שוררים בליל יתקדש חג, just as they sing already on the day, on the nights that were sanctified as a chag, וליל אכילת הפסח, that's the night that we eat the Pesach, שהיו משוררים בקול גדול, everyone would sing out loud that night, כמו שאמרו כזית פסחה ולילה פקה איגרא. You see in the Talmud that they'd eat a kazayis from the Pesach, and then they'd all say Hallel. So you see, says the Ramban, that the concept of saying Hallel might be biblical. The Odin, furthermore, imu midivreim, let's say Hallel on Pesach and Sukkot is rabbinic, like the Rambam is claiming. Lama itmar Rabbi Yossi efshar shachtu Yisrael pisrael melo amu shira, natlu lulvehen melo amu halel. The Talmud says, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that the Hallel was already composed in the time the Jews left Egypt. What's Rabbi Yossi's proof? He says, could it be the Jews sacrificed their Pesach offerings in Egypt and they didn't sing Hallel? What kind of proof is that? He says, could it be they shook Lulav and they didn't sing Hallel? So at first glance, it sounds comical. You know, it's like the proof. Abraham Avinu wore a yarmulke. Why? It says he ran out to greet the angels. You think he'd run without a yarmulke? You know, so of course he wore a yarmulke. That's no proof. So that's what the Gemara at first glance seems comical. What does that mean? Of course the Hallel was around, because how could they celebrate Pesach without Hallel? How could they shake Lulav without Hallel? Says the Ramban, no. He's saying true logic. He's saying biblically Hallel of Pesach goes hand in hand with the Korban. It's part of the bringing of the Korban. Biblically, the idea is you shake lulav as you're saying Hallel. It's a biblical concept. That's what Rav Yossi was telling us. He's saying, if I go with the Rambam's understanding that all of Hallel is rabbinic, so then Rav Yossi sounds comical. Rav Yossi's saying, of course, Hallel existed in the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because how could you do these mitzvahs without it? What does that mean? The Ramban says that doesn't work according to the Rambam. That Gemara doesn't work. Valo David Amro. So the Ramban says, now let me quote you, Rambam, back to you. What was the Rambam's claim? Hey, King David composed Hallel. So how could they say Hallel earlier, right? That was the Rambam's claim. How could you say Hallel is biblical? It wasn't composed for a millennium.
And the Ramban is saying that because it's obvious they should have said Hallel.
The Ramban is saying we have an opinion in Talmud that says that the Hallel existed when they left Egypt. That's when they composed it. So the Ramban says, wait a second, I'll quote you, Rambam. The Talmud says, of course they had Hallel back when they left Mitzrayim. Well, why don't we use your claim, Rambam? But didn't David say, oh, Hallel, kidivra rav, as the rabbi himself said, as the Rambam himself claimed? Vehu betinot tiknu, it was David's court that instituted it, or betin shelachem tiknu to ala pesach v'ala lulav, or a later court instituted it over the korban pesach and the lulav. Vekivan shetakanahu, and if it's really a rabbinic institution, the way the Rambam claims, אין לו לרב יוסי קושי על מי שייתן אותה תקנה לדוד האומר הלל. רב יוסי has no question against anyone who would say that it was David who composed Hallel. Rav Yossi is bringing a proof. He's saying, you know I'm right, that the Hallel existed in Egypt, because otherwise how could the Jews sacrifice their Paschal offering? How could they shake Lulav? Says the Ramban, according to you, Rambam, according to Maimonides, what's the question? Maybe a later Bezin instituted, according to you, the Rambam, what's Rav Yossi's claim? Maybe it was even compiled in the second temple by the men of the great assembly. They compiled every other prayer and blessing. So he says, what's Rav Yossi's claim in the Talmud? When Rav Yossi claims it was composed in Egypt. ועל כל פנים יאמרו שהלל זה עצמו מוקדם לדוד. He says, worst comes worst, you'll say this Hallel preceded David. But why does it have to exist in Egypt? If the whole concept of saying Hallel is rabbinic, Rav Yossi's claim does not begin. And now the Ramban is giving us a bomb. That's it. Want to know what, says the Ramban? Tell you what, I'm going to go the opposite route from the Rambam. The Rambam brought as a proof against Baal Halachos Gedolos, he says he can't count rabbinic mitzvos, and it's ludicrous. How could Baal Halachos Gedolos think to say that reading Hallel is biblical? How could it be there's a biblical mitzvah to say something that wasn't composed for a millennium, until King David would come? And what you're going to tell me, Moshe said, when King David will compose it, it'll be biblical? That's ridiculous. That was what the Rambam wrote. Along came the Ramban and said, hold your sources. What are you saying? Who said that, you know, there were 10 people who composed Hallel? David compiled it. There were 10 composers. There's an opinion in Talmud that says Hallel preceded David. And Rav Yossi's opinion seems to say it existed when we left Egypt. And then, today, the Ramban went on the attack. And the Ramban said, and not only that, tell you what, Rambam, Rav Yossi's opinion only works if Hallel is biblical. And now the Ramban says, not only do I have a question, because Rav Yossi says, how do I know it was composed in the time of Egypt? Because how could the Jews bring their Pesach offering and shake their lulav without a Hallel? So the Ramban said, what's the logic in Rav Yossi's words? What Rav Yossi is saying is, part of the biblical mitzvah of a Korban Pesach and a lulav is to say Hallel. So he says, you see, according to Rav Yossi at least, the idea of saying Hallel is biblical. What do you want from Baal Halachos Gedolos? It's a Gemara. Now says the Ramban, not only do I have a question on you, Rambam, v'anireh midivreihem, but I'll tell you my opinion, says the Ramban, what seems to me from the words of Chazal, shehu min haTorah, that the obligation to say Hallel is biblical. Ta 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 ta, 180 degrees.
How did the Rambam see Yossi's words?
He saw them. The Rambam has an answer. Look at this. We have commentaries all around the page. They're all firing back at the Ramban. And you guys stick around Machon Mir for another 3 years. When we review this, we'll read their rebuttals. When we read Rambam, he sounded like he had knockout questions against Behag. Now we read Ramban, he sounds like he has knockout questions on Rambam.
Yeah.
You'll read these commentaries. They come to protect against the Rambam.
Enjoy the suspense in this shiur. We won't learn all the opinions.
This is a conversation. This is a conversation.
No. After the Rambam died, the Ramban came to protect all the giants that the Rambam knocked down. The Rambam wrote his work, and in his work, he wrote, and what Baal Halachos Gedolos said is ridiculous, and he goes on and on about why it's all wrong. Says the Ramban, wait, I'm going to come protect all the giants that the Rambam knocked down. And he starts, and he wrote his work in protection. And he says, and I'll tell you what, certainly seems to me like the obligation to say Hallel on Pesach and Sukkot is biblical. Correct. Moshe Perashi, like I explained, Ve'yiyeh, and then the obligation to say Hallel will be Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, Oshu b'chlal ha'simcha shenitztavinu ba. Either it will be Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, or it's included in the obligation to rejoice on these days, Kmo shekatuv, as the verse says. וביום שמחתכם ובמועדיכם ובראשי חודשיכם מותקתם בחצוצרות על עולותיכם ואז זבחי שלמכם. The pasuk says, on your holidays, on your Rosh Chodesh, you'll blow trumpets over the sacrifices and over your shlamim sacrifices. כי עיקר השירה בפה. The prime happiness is with song of the mouth. The clay, and when the pasuk says you'll blow trumpets, the pasuk isn't stressing the trumpets, quite the contrary. The pasuk is saying, "Levesume kalahu," you'll blow trumpets as accompaniment to your song. So on the holidays, we have an obligation to give song, we have an obligation to say Hallel, plus to blow trumpets. The Torah stresses the accompaniment, the trumpets. ונצטווינו בשמחת השיר על הקורבן, ושלא בשעת הקורבן בכלל השמחה. And the commandment is, blow trumpets and sing when you bring the sacrifice. And when you don't bring the sacrifice, then part of the happiness should be to say Hallel. אלא שמייתו ראשי חודשים בגבולין, מבני שאינו מקודש לחג ואינו טעון שירה. But our sages had on tradition that Rosh Chodesh is not included in the obligation, because Rosh Chodesh is not sanctified as a holiday, and there's really no requirement to give song on Rosh Chodesh. Yes, sir.
Does the Ramban also hold that saying Hallel during Pesach or Moed is the Rabbanah?
I don't think so.
No, just on Chag.
I think so. The Talmud in Erechin says, how do you know the concept of giving song is biblical? The verse says, the punishments of the curses of the Torah will come because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness and a good heart. What service is the Pasuk talking about that should have been done with happiness and a good heart? What service is that? That song. Did you sing in front of Hashem? Or did you come to Pesach morning like a zombie? If you sang, Kalbach, you gotta sing. Here you see. This is Simcha Uvetuv Levav. Those people who go to fly by Hallels, that's not the idea. You know, that's why we, at the end of our Seder, we send everyone to sleep. We finish our Seder late enough that people could stay up for Vasikin. But I always tell the guys, better get 2 hours of sleep. If you know someone will wake you, better get 2-3 hours of sleep so that you can focus on your davening and sing and be a part of Pesach morning. We end our Seder at 2, 3, 4, depending on the crowd. So when we end, you guys are going to be there this year?
So it's 7.
Wait, we got to start signing up. Next week I want to go make matzahs, Bezrat Hashem. So.
Make matzahs? Sure.
Well, I watch over them. Yeah, you guys going to be here, so you got to sign up. Because we fill up. And we have people flying in sometimes. Like alumni come in with their wives. You guys could do that too. We had a couple from Holland and from other... Oh yeah, from Holland, yeah. Okay, so... Want to look into it? I think so. Usually we ask people not to bring their own food because 1 year the Seder had to stop. Someone brought in wine and we all drank from the wine and suddenly someone picks up the bottle and says, it's not kosher for Bezdach. And it spilled all over. So we paused the Seder. We lost 45 minutes from the Seder cleaning up all everyone's plates and washing off. And you can imagine the guy felt like 2 cents. And at the very end, when everyone got ready to leave, after we already lost almost an hour from the Seder, I picked up the bottle to take it out to the garbage. And I look, and it had dark green on the label. And printed in light green on the label was kosher for Passover. But we didn't see it when we looked at the bottle. So we've been burnt already. We ask people, don't bring anything to the Seder. So, but I'll think about it. If your custom is to eat self matzahs, so let me think about it. Let's see. So back to the Ramban. So the Ramban says the Talmud in Erechin tells us that the verse that says that the punishments will come because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv levav with happiness and a good heart, that's a reference to the song of Hallel, and that says the Talmud is the source that singing Hallel is biblical. Imken, so says the Ramban, Efshar, it's possible, Shenidrosh b'yamim tovim shekatuv simcha, that on the holidays that the Torah tells us we have to be happy, sameach, v'nitrabu kol minei smachot, and Chazal say, what does it mean, simcha? Eat good meat, drink good wine, buy your children nash, buy your wives jewelry. So maybe shetei ashira michlalem, maybe saying Hallel will be part of the Simcha. And then we get what Yehuda wanted to say, that the Hallel on all of Chol HaMoed will also be biblical. Da, 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 da. That's the Ramban. Aval. If the Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Simcha, then the mitzvah of Simcha applies all of Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed. Now, Aval, here's the big but. Ruvain, we're going to protect the Rambam now. Basheni mimasech Rambam. Basheni mimasechet Brachot. In the second chapter of Tractate Brachos, the Talmud says, Amru ba'alelu v'amgila, ma'u sheyafsik. If someone's reading Hallel and Megillah, is he allowed to pause? His friend walks into the room and he wants to say good morning. His father Yaakov walks in after 21 years that they've been separated and he wants to say hi, Dad. Can he stop? Hallel, Megillah. Yosef's busy reading the Megillah and Yaakov walks in. Now what?
Megillah or Hallel?
Both. The Talmud asks about both of them. Mi amrinan do we say? Kriyat Shema deoraita posek. if during the reading of Shema, which is biblical, the Mishnah says, one may pause if he has a greeting that the other person will take offense if you don't greet him, so you're allowed to pause. Do we say then, Halel d'Rabbanan lo kol shekein? Halel, that's rabbinic. Won't you certainly be allowed to pause to greet someone that would take offense? What does the Talmud call Halel? Rabbanan. So it seems like the Talmud clearly called Halel rabbinic. Oh, Dilma Persumini Sa'adif. The Talmud says, or maybe the obligation to spread the miracle, say Halel and read the Megillah, that's more important than even Shema. V'zemareh, and this Talmud seems to show Shumi Divreim, that the obligation to say Halel is rabbinic. Aval, now comes the but, the other way. Says the Ramban, but if Shal Sharimei Chanukah, maybe that Gemara was talking about the Halel which is really rabbinic. The Halel of Chanukah. Right? Chanukah is rabbinic. Val Yamim Shenechit Gomel Ben Dalel Nema, or maybe the other days that we don't really conclude Halel, like Rosh Chodesh, where we said it's just a custom that we skip. וכמו שחלקו אחר כך בממרה סמוכה לזו ודומיה דמגילה שאלו. And just like later on, we see that the Talmud discerns between this type of Halel and that type of Halel. And you see the Talmud equated it with Megillah. אבל הלל באכילת פסחים ונטילת לולב יהיה מן התורה. And maybe the Halel of eating the Korban Pesach and shaking the lulav will remain biblical. כמו שנראה מפשטי שמועות אלו שהזכרנו, it seems to be indicative by the simple reading of the quotes we earlier quoted. ומכל מקום בעל הלכות פטור מכל התביעות. Nonetheless, says the Ramban, I reach, Your Honor, the judge, says the Ramban, Your Honor, the reader, I've reached my goal. Baal Alochos Gedolos has been absolved from all claims. Patum mikol atviot v'atarumot alalu. And all these uproars against him, where the Rambam says this is ridiculous, says the Ramban, it's not ridiculous. Whether we'll go with him or won't go with him, good question. But you can't say that the Baal Alochos Gedolos is ridiculous. You can't come with all the claims. We've absolved him of all claims. Okay, and that's... That brings us to the conclusion of this topic. The Ramban gave us many powerful answers against the Rambam. He began by quoting that there's another source, another version in the Talmud that doesn't say 613 mitzvos were given at Sinai, but rather the Jews have 613 mitzvos. So it could be some of them are rabbinic. He went on to say that we find throughout the Talmud and Tanakh that numbers speak in a general sense. 70 Jews went down to Egypt. Not all 70 went down. 70 Jews were in Egypt. Among them, most went down to Egypt. He quoted a Jerusalem Talmud that said that we round numbers. And then he brought other sources to indicate that a lot of these concepts really are biblical. His main fight now was about Halel. But earlier, the Ramban also went into the question, who said there are 613 mitzvot? Where'd you get that from? Maybe it's a Medrash. Maybe it's one opinion in Talmud. And he brought many questions to this concept. He said, you know, I've always wondered, who says there are 613? And he ended up saying, I guess there are. The Midrashim seem to take it as a given. So I guess we'll have to answer all my questions. And he gave meager answers. He said, I guess we'll have to answer this way and that way. And at the end of the day, I guess there are, because it seems to be agreed upon by everyone. So now we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.